This is program number LW2502. Well, Phyllis Diller has her own formula for success. Interested? Hi, this is Larry West. Phyllis Diller says that life is a do-it-yourself kit. She says that believing in yourself is imperative. She's right, you know. Believing in yourself, stepping out there confident that you can accomplish, she says, makes the difference between success and failure. Now, self-confidence by itself is worth nothing. You've got to put it to work. It's like what the owner of a general store in the late 1800s, way out on the frontier, somewhere on the Great Plains, was looking for. One day, a salesman from the East arrived in that little frontier town and was talking with the owner of that general store. And all of a sudden, a rancher walked in. That owner excused himself to take care of the customer, and the salesman couldn't help but to overhear their conversation. The rancher wanted credit for some things he needed. And the owner of that little general store asked him what at first seemed to be a strange question. He asked, "Are you doing any fencing this spring, Josh?" "Sure am, Will," said the rancher. The owner asked him, "Are you fencing in or fencing out?" "I'm fencing in," said the rancher. "I'm taking in another 360 acres across the creek." "Good to hear it, Josh," said the owner. "You have the credit. Just tell Henry out back to give you what you need." Well, the salesman was a little confused. He couldn't make sense out of this. He spoke up and asked Will, that owner of the general store, "What did you ask those questions for? I've seen all kinds of credit systems, but never one like that. How does it work?" "Well," said the owner, "it's like this. If a man's fencing out, meaning he's fencing out all the land around him, he's running scared with what he's got. But if he's fencing in the land, he's thinking positive. He believes in himself. And he's growing and getting bigger. And I always give credit to a man who believes in himself." There you go, smart fella. There is power in positive thinking. You've got to believe in yourself that you can accomplish before you see it done. It makes the difference between success and failure. You know, generally speaking, people don't know where they're going. They don't know what they want to accomplish in life. Not really. They've never laid anything specific out there that they want to achieve. They sort of just amble through life, taking things as they come, getting and never giving, and really never being happy. They're sort of like fishermen standing in a mountain creek, watching all the fish pass downstream, trying to get all they can as life passes them by. Comparatively, there are very few people who think enough positive thoughts, believing in their abilities to accomplish, to even set some goals. You know, you've got to set some goals before you can ever really accomplish. Phyllis Diller set some goals, and she made it as a comedian. I don't know if you are aware of it or not, but she didn't stop there. Believe it or not, Phyllis Diller, that nutty, wind-blown clown, had always wanted to become a concert pianist. And setting her goals, she finally ended up appearing as guest soloist with many of the country's leading symphony orchestras. That's right. And here's what she says about it. "Once I made up my mind, it was merely a matter of setting goals and reaching them. I started with a little acorn that grew into an oak." There you have it. You first have to decide you're going to believe in yourself, that you're going to accomplish. Then you have to set yourself some specific, definite goals. That is, if you're ever going to achieve. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, I'm always out talking to people about Jesus Christ, and I've had some to tell me that this business of Christianity, why Jesus expects so much, they could never live up to that. Maybe that's how you feel about it. I want you to know that, quite frankly, I understand. While it's true that God insists that those who come to Him become what He calls living sacrifices, it's also true that the Bible says that you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens. While Jesus Christ may be a crutch, it's only those who are leaning on Him who are standing. Make heaven your goal and decide you can accomplish it. You can get there through Jesus who will strengthen you. He says that through Him you are able. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.